Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are going to be doing our official NFL playoff bracket. And we're going to be going through all of the, playoff games. And we're going to figure out who's going to win and give my official NFL prediction for the Super Bowl. So let's get right into it. We're going to start with the AFC. So the AFC, we're going to just go right down the list. I'm going to name all the teams and what seed they are, and then who they are playing, and then obviously who will win the games. So, starting off on the AFC, the number one seed who has the bye is obviously the Kansas City Chiefs. They both have the bye. The number two seed is the Buffalo Bills. The number three seed is the Cincinnati Bengals. The four seed is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Five seed, the Los Angeles Chargers. Six seed, Baltimore Ravens. And seven seed, Miami Dolphins. All right, so obviously the Chiefs have the bye, so we can just skip right over that. Let's go to the two seed. We have the Buffalo Bills taking on the seven seed, Miami Dolphins, who are also division rivals. So obviously these teams have already played twice this year. I believe it's actually 1-1. Miami won, and then the Bills won a couple weeks ago. So obviously, if you didn't hear the news, Tua Tagovailoa is out for this playoff game because he still hasn't cleared concussion protocol. So obviously, Teddy Bridgewater isn't expected to play. So third string quarterback Skylar Thompson will be starting this game. And obviously, 95% of the fans and media members are going to be picking the Bills, and I am once again. So obviously, I'm picking the Bills. I'm picking them in a pretty, fashion, we win. I don't think since Teddy Bridgewater, I believe if Tua was playing this game, they could at least, keep up with Buffalo on the offensive end, but Tua's obviously not playing. Teddy Bridgewater, I think they would have a slight chance of winning the game if Teddy Bridgewater was the quarterback, but Teddy Bridgewater's not even playing. So Skylar Thompson, I give them basically no shot to win this game against Buffalo. So I have the Buffalo Bills winning 24 to 13. So I think it's actually going to be a decent blowout for this game. So obviously, that is my prediction for the Bills and Dolphins game. Next up, we have the six seed Baltimore Ravens versus the three seed Cincinnati Bengals. This game is going to be somewhat hard to predict just for the fact that nobody knows if Lamar Jackson is playing or not. Some people are speculating, and there's reports coming out, he's leaning towards not playing this game because his knee is still not feeling right. He hasn't played in like a month. Or 6 weeks. He hasn't played in a while. So I'm going to go off the fact of Lamar Jackson is not playing because that's what the reports are saying. And this playoff game is in about 2 to 3 days, and I don't think his knee is going to get healed enough to want to play a playoff game and put that on his resume when he's probably 50%. So I'm going with, Tyler Huntley's probably starting this game. So I am picking the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the Ravens 21 to 10. I don't think Baltimore is going to score very many points. Obviously, I do give them a little bit of an edge for Cincinnati just because I think Baltimore is not going to be able to do much on the offensive end without Lamar. Obviously, the Ravens defense has actually been playing really well, and they always match up with Cincinnati pretty well. So I give Baltimore a little bit of respect, but since Lamar's not playing, I just don't think they can keep up on the offensive end. Obviously, the only thing that worries me is I don't think and I don't know exactly what Lyle Collins on that offensive line. I don't know what the Bengals are really going to look like in a playoff game without Lyle Collins, who's essentially their best offensive lineman. So that is my prediction. So next up, last side of the wild card for the AFC, the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. This is going to be one of the harder games to predict. I actually have the Jacksonville Jaguars pulling it out. Obviously, the Chargers, they played some of their starters in Week 18. They got banged up like Joey Bosa, Mike Williams. I don't know why they did that, but they played some of their starters. I think Jacksonville's just got the momentum right now, and I think they're going to carry that over with a win. So I predict this will be a nip-and-tuck game. I predict it'll be 24-21 Jacksonville wins. Next up, we're going to go to the NFC wildcard bracket. We have the one seed as the Philadelphia Eagles, who had the bye, obviously. Two seed is the 49ers. Three seed is the Minnesota Vikings. Four seed is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Five seed is the Dallas Cowboys. Six seed is the New York Giants. And seven seed is the Seattle Seahawks. So, obviously, since the Eagles had the bye, they are not playing. So we will start out with a two seed versus the seven seed. San Francisco 49ers versus the Seattle Seahawks. Obviously, just like the other side of the bracket, two versus the seven seed, I think the 49ers are going to blow the doors off by double digits of the Seattle Seahawks. I think this is going to be like a 28-20 game or a 28-21. It's not going to be close. At least a touchdown win. Obviously, I just don't think Seattle's going to be able to keep up. And the 49ers' offense is explosive, and their defense can shut down, you know, just about any offense in the league besides maybe Kansas City or a Buffalo. So, or maybe a Bengals. We haven't seen them play, but obviously the 49ers have probably the best defense in the league. So I don't think this could be a close game. I think it's going to be at least a touchdown, you know, win. So I pick the 49ers over the Seahawks 28-20. Next up, we have the Minnesota Vikings versus the New York Giants. My team, I am picking the upset. The New York Giants will beat the Minnesota Vikings. Call me a homer, whatever. I just don't think Minnesota has a good defense. They have probably the worst or second worst defense in the league. So I think the Giants, they have some momentum right now. They're playing pretty damn well. So I think the Giants are going to squeak out a win. It's going to be like a 24-23 game, or it's going to be by a field goal. Obviously, we saw these two teams play a couple weeks ago, and the Vikings needed a 61-yard field goal to win the game. So this game is going to come down to the wire. Daniel Jones has got a lot of confidence playing right now, and it's going to be a very good game. So I am picking the Giants to win 24-21. Next up, the last wild card game, Dallas Cowboys versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is probably the most talked about playoff game out of all of them for the wild card weekend. This one is a very hard game to predict because obviously you can't bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs, but you also can't bet against Dallas, as any week they could steamroll half of the league. So it's very hard to predict because you don't know what Dallas Cowboys team you're going to get week to week. Obviously, last week they had an awful game against Washington. So what do I predict? I predict the Dallas Cowboys to win 28-24. So a little bit over a field goal, 4-point win. But I just don't think Tampa Bay is going to be able to, you know, keep up with Dallas. And I think when Dallas needs a stop on defense, they're going to get it. So I think that's what's going to happen. Okay. Next up, let's go back to the AFC. So obviously this is where it gets a little bit tricky in the, you know, second round, so the divisional round. Obviously, because you don't know what team is going to land where in the bracket. Obviously, the one and the two seed don't play each other in the divisional round. But it's tricky to figure out what teams go where in the bracket. So we're just going to skip to the AFC conference and the NFC conference games and then the Super Bowl, just because you don't know where, you know, the teams are going to fall in the divisional round. So the AFC championship game, I am predicting it is going to be the Chiefs and the Bengals. Now, obviously, if they both play each other in the divisional round, that completely screws the pick. But I am guessing it's going to be a rematch of Kansas City Chiefs and Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC championship game. And who am I picking? If both teams are exactly as healthy as right now, I am predicting the Kansas City Chiefs pull it out, go back to the Super Bowl, and I am predicting a Kansas City win over the Bengals in the AFC championship game of a 27-24 game. I'm predicting it's not going to be a blowout or even a touchdown game. It's going to be down to a field goal or less. So that's what I'm predicting. AFC championship game, Cincinnati and Kansas City. That's what's going to be. And I have Kansas City winning it, going to the Super Bowl, representing the AFC. NFC, let's talk about that. So the Niners are definitely in. But this is where it gets tricky, because any other team could possibly make it besides the Seahawks and probably the Giants. I don't think the Seahawks and the Giants have enough pieces on the team to, you know, really do anything in the playoffs. So I think it's going to be the Niners. And I want to pick the Eagles, but Jalen Hurts, there's reports that came out. Nick Sirianni, the head coach, said his throwing arm really hurt in week 18 against the Giants. That is not a good sign. So I am still picking the Eagles for the fact of Dallas, any given week, can lay an absolute egg. And what have we seen in the playoffs with Dallas? They lay an egg every single time. Unless you want to go back to 30 years ago when I wasn't even born and you were probably not born. So I have the San Francisco 49ers versus the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship. And I have the San Francisco 49ers going to the Super Bowl. I'm predicting the 49ers will beat the Eagles 28-24. So that means it would be a Kansas City and 49ers rematch in the Super Bowl from 2019. It's going to be a rematch. And this time, it's a rookie quarterback, Brock Purdy. That's what I'm predicting. And you know what's funny enough? You have the team that's kind of top heavy, that's got the super, super, superstars. I know that's a little weird to say. The super, super, superstars. On the Kansas City side with the quarterback. Because when you go back to the 2019-2020, you know, playoffs, and you go to that Super Bowl rematch of the San Francisco 49ers and the Chiefs, what was the narrative? The Chiefs have the, you know, they have the tight end, and they have some pieces. They have like one or two players, and they have the quarterback. That's what it was. They have the quarterback and, you know, a couple decent pieces on the team that are, you know, super top heavy. And what do the Niners have? They have an okay, a B-plus quarterback, but everything else besides tight end was better on the Niners side. And that's what it's exactly is this year. That's what I'm predicting. So who do I have winning it? I have the Chiefs winning it once again. Now, we'll see what happens, because this Niners defense, they could wreck anybody. And even though the Chiefs absolutely blew the doors off of San Francisco when they played earlier in the year, Christian McCaffrey was getting limited snaps because that was his first game as a 49er. Jimmy G was the quarterback and he was making some mistakes. So we're going to find out. That is my prediction. I have Chiefs and Niners in the Super Bowl, and I have the Chiefs winning it by 4 points, potentially 7, but we'll see what happens. That is my prediction for the playoff bracket. So obviously, we don't know exactly what's happening with divisional games, so some of these could get screwed up. But I think an absolute locks for winning it. I think in the wild card weekend for the teams that are playing, the absolute locks, there's no way they're going to lose, is Buffalo over Miami. I have the Bengals over the Ravens. There's no way they're losing. Those two teams are not losing. And then obviously the Jags and Chargers, that can go either way. Go to the NFC. The Niners are the only team in the wild card round that I think there's no way they're losing. No way. So obviously the Giants, I wouldn't be surprised if either team wins, Giants or the Vikings. Would not be surprised. Part of me is leaning towards the Vikings, but I'm going to go with my heart and say it's the Giants just because of how bad the Vikings defense is. And then obviously the Cowboys and Buccaneers. I think Dallas is going to pull it off, but it's really hard to bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs, especially when the other team that you're actually betting on is Dallas, who can lay an egg any single week. So that's just my playoff prediction. Obviously, so much stuff has been happening the last couple days with the coaches getting fired, teams looking at quarterback situations, and all that good stuff. So we'll cover that throughout the next couple weeks in the offseason, whenever that happens. So right now, we're just going to be covering the playoffs. And hope you guys have a great week. And peace.